Before we get started, quick content warning on this episode. We do discuss gun violence and the death of a close friend. So if that's content you'd rather not listen to, we totally understand. We'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast contains explicit language. Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. I'm Laura.
I'm Shauna.
And we are friends and writing partners who found out we're pregnant at the exact same time. So what did we do? We started a podcast about it.
On this week's show, we have our weekly check-in. We have a special segment called Internet Insanity, in which we wonder how is our pregnancy affecting our dogs and our husbands. And we have our BFP and BFN, where we hit the highs and lows of the week.
Hi, I'm Laura.
I'm Shauna.
And we are writing partners and friends who just happen to be pregnant at the same time.
And this is our podcast.
So, Shauna, we always start with our weekly check-ins. Mm-hmm. And so what week are you at now?
I'm 15 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's crazy. It's like almost 4 months. What? Yeah. So this week, the app told me my baby is as big as a navel orange.
Wow.
I guess it's important to put navel in there. That's bigger or smaller than regular oranges. Yeah. I don't know. But I had a checkup with my OB. And it was so quick. It was almost like, is that it? Because all he did was put the Doppler on my stomach and listen to the heartbeat. Uh-huh. And was like, okay, any questions? Okay, bye. I'll see you in a month. And that was it.
So, it's so weird. Yeah. Because you expect, like, you want tracking. You want to know.
Yes.
Exactly what's going on.
But yeah, it's like no ultrasound, no pictures, no blah, blah, blah. It's like, nope, let's just hear the heartbeat and put you on your way. He did order me the second trimester screening, so I did get some blood work for that, which tests for, what is that one test for? Do you remember?
I'm not there
spina
yet.
Spina bifida.
So I don't know. Oh, it's okay.
Spina or something bifida.
Spina bifida is a neural tube
defect. Neural tube. That's yeah. What it's testing for, neural okay. tube defects. So I went for that.
Oh, interesting. They can tell that from the blood somehow?
Yes. It tests for, like, I think 4 or 5 different hormones in your blood. One of them is mine, and then several of them are actually the baby's. And depending on the levels of those, they can tell, like, if there's an opening in the neural tube and, like, the spinal fluid is leaking out. So I don't know. I haven't gotten the results yet. So.
No, I'm sure. Everything's been good so far.
Yes.
So.
It'll probably
yes.
be okay.
Yes.
And then the other thing I wanted to check in about this week is that now that things are progressing and I've gotten good news and I'm feeling, like, really good about the pregnancy, we started to think about names. What to name this little bean.
Obviously, Laura is top of the list.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, and so I wanted to tell you about this cool app that we discovered because I was like, wouldn't it be cool if, like, there was, like, a Tinder for baby names? Like, you could just swipe left or right on names, and if it matches with your partner, it could be added to a list. And I was like, I'm genius. I'm going to invent this app. But no, of course, it already exists.
Of course it does. Everything. There's an app for everything.
I know. I'm kind of glad it already does because I'm not actually going to make an app. Let's be real. It's called Kinder.
Of course
Isn't
it
that
is.
Cute?
Of
it's
course
called
it
Kinder.
Is. Oh my God.
Yeah, there are other ones out there, but I thought Kinder was so cute.
That is actually cute because I feel like we've kind of started talking about names too and just very casually. And the agreement is hard.
It is. It's really hard.
And both of you have absolute veto power.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it's fun. There's so many names we don't like, though. So it's like we just sit there on the app and just go left, swipe left, 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 left. And it's, I don't know how much we'll actually use it if we'll discover our name that way. But it's kind of a fun little toy to play with.
Yeah. I'll have to download that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out. Where are you this week?
I am at 11 weeks.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Good.
And my check-in's kind of a bummer.
Why?
I apologize in advance. As you know, I found out that one of my very oldest friends was actually killed this week.
Yes.
In a really senseless act of gun violence that I don't want to talk too much about the details of it because it was actually made very public. It was all over the news and, you know, it was on CNN and, like, reporters calling all so anyway, it's a friend of mine who has been one of my best friends since elementary school. She married her high school sweetheart, who I also knew since middle school.
Oh my gosh.
And he was killed just completely randomly. And it's been a real shock. You know, I spent, like, the majority of this week crying and, you know, it's hard, you know, I want to be there for my friend. Thankfully she's in Southern California so I can, like, physically help her with some things, but you just feel helpless and it's scary because, you know, you're like, how could this happen to, like, the nicest person I know? And then being pregnant on top of it just mm-hmm. adds another layer of, like, weirdness to the whole thing because... Mm-hmm. So I had just started telling people, as I mentioned in the last episode, I had just started telling people about my pregnancy. So I actually told these friends.
You did.
Last week, we were all supposed to have dinner. We actually were supposed to have dinner the day he was murdered.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is horrible. And, you know, the thing I've really taken away from it is, like, do not put off, you know, seeing your friends. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but we were mutually busy people. So, you know, they had two kids. So, you know, it wasn't anyone's fault. But, you know, it really hurts that we were finally going to see each other after months and months and months of not seeing each other. And then this happened.
I'm so sorry. That's so awful.
Yeah, it was really sweet of you. You sent, the day I found out, you sent a text message and were very supportive. But it's just been a weird thing because... So I posted on Facebook about it to let people know because it was a big news story.
Yeah.
And people were, like, posting randomly, like, people who didn't know him. Uh-huh. And then I also had people who, you know, I knew a lot of people who knew him. So it was all over my feed. So I wanted to post something partially to, you know, in remembrance of him, but also partially to kind of give it a heads up to people, like, hey, this is what's going on in my life. So, you know, don't bother me with stupid shit right now. But the algorithm fucks that all up because only some people see it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I was getting, like, weird text messages from people who, like, found out, like, you know, my husband told his friend and he told his fiance. Uh-huh. And she, like, sent me, like, oh, my God, congratulations. How do you feel? And I was like, I'm okay. But, you know, like, my friend died. And then you feel like such a fucking Debbie Downer.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, oh, thanks. But my friend died. And that's the only thing I can think about right now, you know?
Yeah. Talk about just, like, juxtaposition of, like, really opposite experiences.
I know.
Having those both come at you at the same time.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm happy that I was telling people early because I got to tell them.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
So, like, and apparently, you know, my friend was like, oh, we're both so excited for you. So, like, it's nice to know that they knew he knew. But it's just, I mean, like, it's just the definition of a tragedy. It's the worst thing. So I've kind of done all the crying I can at this point. So that's why I'm kind of, if I sound unemotional, this is why. But yeah, so that's been my week. It's been weird. It's weird to be, like, right at the point. Are you telling everyone you're pregnant? And then at the same time to be mourning, you know, like the death of a close friend for no reason, you know, and completely out of the blue.
Yes.
So
what a shock.
Anyway,
well,
that's
I'm very
the,
sorry
thank
about
you.
That. That's such
yeah,
a tragedy.
I hesitated bringing it up on this podcast because, you know, we're a light. We're kind of a funny podcast, I feel like. Or I hope we're funny.
We also keep it real.
We gotta keep it real. So that's what I've been going through this week. Anyway, but let's lighten the mood.
Okay.
You had a thought for a really cool segment that I think is going to be hilarious called Internet Insanity.
Which is basically anything that we've come across either in the baby boards or... products that are being marketed to us because we're, you know, expecting mothers or anything just on the internet that comes our way that might be a little wacky. Should I kick it off or do you want to kick it off?
You go. I'll get the funny back in a second.
Okay.
Yeah, you go.
Let's give you a sec.
Okay.
So in the baby boards, which I don't frequent very often, I did much more in my first pregnancy, but I just don't. I don't know. Either I don't have time because I'm taking care of a toddler or whatever. But I do scroll them occasionally, and I have come across this phenomenon that I find interesting. It's ladies saying that their dogs know they're pregnant.
Okay.
So here's what people are saying. I'm a dog owner.
You are.
Okay.
You have
so,
two very adorable little chihuahua mixes that are super cute and currently getting a haircut.
Yes, they are. But people are saying that their dogs are more cuddly, more clingy. One woman said that her dog started peeing in her house as soon as her hormones spiked before she got a positive pregnancy test.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that this is all valid, but I am not seeing
you
it in my
like,
two dodos.
Like, you don't sound like you think this is valid.
Because my two dogs can't even figure out how to use a dog door, okay? There is no way they are picking up on the subtlety of my pregnancy hormones, and they are sure as hell not, like, more protective of me at this time. But I don't know. Maybe I'm too busy taking care of a toddler to notice my dog's subtle behavior.
You know what's funny is my friend Marilyn actually sent me an article. So I told her, last week I told her I was pregnant. Actually, at Disneyland. She was a Disney employee up until last week. So she quit. She voluntarily left. But so she has free Disney passes. So she literally drove down to Disneyland the day I was there just to watch the fireworks. So we found her and we're chatting. And so I was able to tell her. And so she knew. So of course she's immediately starting to sending me everything pregnancy related. And she sent me an article that was like, do pets know if you're pregnant? So I read it and it was like, Maybe. I don't know. But now I'm wondering, I have two cats.
I know. I was going to ask about your cats.
Well, so I have an 11-month-old boy kitten, almost full-grown, little adolescent, rambunctious motherfucker. And he has been more cuddly, but I think it's just because he's getting older. Like, he's not running around as much, you know?
Oh, right. He's losing his kitten spunk.
Yeah. And he's starting to learn that cuddles are good. Like, when he was a little kitten, he didn't really, you know, he just was doing whatever he wanted to do. And now he's like, oh, yeah, if I come and sit on her lap, she will pet me and it feels good. Like, he's starting to put it together. So I'm not ready to make a conclusion.
Or he's getting ready to steal the breath of your unborn child.
Yes, I'm sure that's what's going on. I am worried about my other cat, who's like a big doofus and very, very sweet, but he has a tendency to sleep on my face. So,
Oh my God.
Magnus, he likes to sleep on my face. So I'm definitely going to keep an eye on him with the baby.
Yes, good idea.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. He would never hurt actually, he wouldn't hurt a fly. I know, because he's like, well, I've watched him see a fly by and just be like, bloop, bloop.
I love Magnus. But
yeah, he's a sweetheart. Yes, he only has four teeth. I mean, he's a big dummy.
He can't do any damage.
He really can't.
I love him. Have you found anything on the internet lately that's
So unlike you, I'm obsessed with the baby boards. I interact a little bit. I'm actually, my sort of role is I am the person who goes on and puts long feminist rants on people's
posts. They need those.
You know, supportive. Mainly on, like, body positivity posts, because I find these people, and it makes me so sad, and I get it. Being a woman in this society just is a mind fuck, right? Like, everything we learn is to hate our body and try to fix it. So when we become pregnant, our bodies suddenly go haywire and we don't know what's going on. And it's natural to feel uncomfortable. And I get it, too. Like, I'm not perfect, but I try. I strive for body positivity, for body acceptance, you know? So I see these women who, you know, like, a common thing they post is like, oh, my mother-in-law said I looked fat, or I feel fat, and I'm like, can someone, and I'm just like, okay, I am going to put my, like, paragraphs long thing on here.
Nice.
Like, trying to tell them, like, to love themselves, and I get a lot of hearts on Babysitter. So
you're doing good work.
Yeah, but that's not actually what I came in to, I mean, that's a whole other topic, but the thing that I thought was really interesting that I saw recently was someone posted about, they think this is a side effect of pregnancy, which is that the pregnancy is making them hate their husbands.
What?
Yeah, like, someone was like, oh, I can't even look at his face. It makes me want to throw up. And, like, I just can't wait till he's out of the house and I hate him so much. And I was like, maybe she just needs to get a divorce. But then all these other women were like, oh my God, me too. I just, like, my first pregnancy, I was fine. But this one, like, I just can't stand him, even though he's doing everything he can to help and all this stuff.
Are they, like, angry, or are they making them physically nauseous?
Both,
or both?
Both, I think. Both.
Oh, no.
I know. And I feel bad for them, and I feel bad for the husbands. And, like, I'm just really grateful that's not
Side
effect I'm having.
I'm not having that side effect either, thank goodness.
Yeah. But I also think, I mean, maybe this is just being presumptuous, but I feel like, you know, I know the aversions are real, and if, like, the smell of your husband's skin is making you feel sick, like, I'm not sure there's much you can do about that, but the emotional, like, hatred towards them, I feel like maybe could be worked out in therapy or something.
Maybe. I mean, I definitely was, like, crankier and angrier mm-hmm. in the first trimester. And I had a huge smell aversion, but mostly like to my house. Like I would walk into my house and be like, ugh.
I've been having that. Oh my God. Really? The smell aversions. Oh. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
I was like, awful. My house smells like fish. I actually brought a friend over after lunch because he had like some time to kill before an appointment. Steve, you know, Steve.
Yeah.
Carrie's Steve. And I walked in and was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. The house smells like fish. And he's like, I don't smell anything. I was like, it smells terrible.
Oh my God. Luckily that goes away. I'm feeling relief from all of
you're
that.
You're like
now.
My light. You're my perpetual light at the end of the tunnel, Shauna.
I hope I can continue to provide that for you.
Thank you. All right. So our weekly segment to close the show are our BFPs and our BFNs, which stand for Big Fat Positive and Big Fat Negative, which is the term that women on these baby boards use to proclaim whether they got a positive or negative pregnancy test. But we talk about things that we like or things that we don't like, hits and misses for the week. So, Shauna, what do you got?
So last week I was whining about having no wine mm-hmm. or cocktails or whatever. So I've made a discovery that I think is fun, and they're called mocktails.
Oh, yes.
It's an actual product yes. made by Ocean Spray.
Oh, so it's like in a can or a...
It's in a plastic bottle about this big, and they're like tropical drink flavors, or like there's like a peach Bellini, there's like a pina colada, and the first trimester I could not have these. My mother-in-law actually found them and bought them for me, which is aww. Really, really sweet, but I had a huge sugar aversion. I could not even tolerate these. But now that I'm better, they're still in my fridge. And I'm like, oh, that looks fun. So I mix a little LaCroix, a little sparkling water with a little mocktail in a wine glass. And I feel celebratory. Celebratory.
That's so fun.
It is. It's really fun. You should try them. Like one of them, the pina colada one, like actually reminded me of being on my honeymoon in Cancun, like drinking pina colada on the beach.
Aww.
Yes, I know I'm stretching here, but I'm 15 weeks pregnant and I need whatever I can
you
get.
You do what you need to do.
You do. And it's fun and I love them. Mocktails. Go get them.
Awesome. Okay. I made a note of that.
What about you? BFP or BFN?
I've got a BFN.
Okay, what you got?
So you remember how last week I was like, and my nausea's subsiding.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Is it back?
It's back. And I don't know, you know, I think it might have to do with my emotional reserves. You know, this week, like I said, I've been crying a lot and very sad and mourning and grieving for my friend. And I don't know if it's just coincidental or connected, but my nausea came back in full force.
Oof.
So I even like... You know, it used to just be nausea and then, like, didn't turn into the thing. Listeners might not know this. So, a little backstory. Shauna has a phobia of vomiting, so we don't talk about it that much.
I do. I've gotten better now that I have a toddler, though.
Yes.
Because, you know, you have to deal.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it
the
happens.
The V happens.
Yeah.
So, that's happened, actually, a few times.
No!
Yeah. The strange thing for me is specifically brushing my teeth is mm-hmm, the mm-hmm. worst. It's terrible.
That's
and so,
bad.
Like, every night I'm, like taking deep breaths, trying really hard.
Can you brush your teeth with Jolly Ranchers?
I wish.
That
oh my
would
gosh.
Help.
I should probably get some kids. Someone on a baby board suggested getting, like, kids-flavored toothpaste.
Oh, is it the flavor that bothers you?
I don't know. I think it's the action, but, you know, maybe now my brain's connected the flavor of it, so maybe I'll try to mix it up. But, yeah, it's just a real bummer.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I'm hopefully around in that corner soon, but
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have some Preggy Pops you can have if
oh,
you want them.
So I totally have some of those because a friend of mine, you know, I started telling people, and a friend of mine sent me it's like a bump box.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of it? It was a little box. It was one of those like pre-made things. It was for the first trimester and it had a bunch of first trimester stuff in it.
Oh, cute.
It was cute. Uh-huh. And one of the things in there was those Preggy Pops, which are basically just like Jolly Ranchers with some vitamin B6 in it, I think.
Maybe some essential oils. Yeah. I honestly don't know. I mean, it's psychosomatic, I think, but they are yummy.
I ran out of Jolly Ranchers and I started using those and they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell a difference between the two of them, but they taste good.
Yeah.
So, but thank you for the offer.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but so that's, but hopefully that's going to go away soon. I'm just got to get out of this first trimester, man.
You will.
This is some bullshit,
it really
is all
is.
I have to say.
Yes. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Or at the end of the trimester.
It's in a mocktail. I just need a mocktail.
You do. Try it.
All right. Well, I think that's our show.
That is. Yay.
See you next week.
Be sure to check us out on Facebook at Big Fat Positive Podcast and on Instagram at Twitter at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. Hope to see you there.
Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. I'm Shauna.
And I'm Laura.
And my mind just went blank. Wow, that hasn't happened in a long time. Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. God, pregnancy brain.
This will go in the outtakes. It'll be good.